This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A U.S. official says that raids targeting about 2,000 undocumented immigrants started Sunday, as promised by the Trump administration last week. Raids were focusing on nine major cities, including Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York. In Miami, Atlanta, and Baltimore, churches and lawyers were standing by, offering sanctuary to anyone worried about being detained. Activists told immigrants not to open their doors to agents unless a warrant is produced. They also told anyone arrested not to say anything or sign anything unless a lawyer is present. In the days leading up to the raids, Democratic lawmakers and others have been informing immigrants of their rights. New York City Councilmember Carlos Menchaca said activists working help educate immigrants on their rights have already paid off in two attempted raids in his neighborhood Saturday.
Even on Tuesday morning, we still have some sort of center of circulation up there in Missouri. So that's a long time to producing a lot of rainfall and a lot.
Trump supporters see the raids as the fulfillment of a campaign promise to crack down on immigrants. Critics call the raids inhumane. The National Hurricane Center said Sunday that Tropical Storm Barry has weakened to a tropical depression as it moves over western Louisiana. However, the rain is expected to continue into Monday, continuing the danger of flooding as well. And the governor of Louisiana, John Bel Edwards, and President Trump both declared a state of emergency for the state of Louisiana. This is VOA News. Police in Hong Kong fought with protesters as they broke up a demonstration by thousands of people demanding the resignation of the semi-autonomous Chinese territory's chief executive and an investigation into complaints of police violence. And a series of Sunday morning tweets quickly deemed racist and xenophobic by critics. U.S. President Trump has provoked fresh controversy with taunts at several new members of Congress. The White House has not responded to the accusations in a query by VOA about whether the president was aware prior to sending tweets that three of the four women were citizens by birth. Mr. Trump tweeted that the progressive Democratic congresswomen should go back and help fix what he called the crime-infested countries from which they came. Of the four, apparently targeted only one, Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, a native of Somalia, is foreign-born. The others were born in the United States. The progressives, Omar, plus Ayanna Pressley, Rashid Tlaib, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, disagree with Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on immigration policy and other issues as well. India has postponed indefinitely its launch of a mission to an uncharted area of the moon, marking a significant milestone in its steadily expanding ambition in space. It means a moon vehicle was supposed to have launched in the early hours of Monday morning. The former British ambassador to the U.S. believed President Donald Trump's withdrawal from the Iranian nuclear deal was an act of diplomatic vandalism against his predecessor, former President Barack Obama. That's according to newly leaked diplomatic cables. The Mail on Sunday published Kim Derrick's message back to London. Derrick resigned on Wednesday after the release of some private communications with London, in which he called President Trump inept and his administration dysfunctional. The president responded by saying he would no longer work with Derrick. New York City officials said power was restored to Manhattan's West Side shortly before midnight Saturday after a transformer explosion earlier that evening knocked out power to about 72,000 customers. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.